What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. This evening, we are broadcasting live from the Westchester Courthouse here on 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard in the heart of White Plains. We're here for the 2017 State of the County Address by County Executive Rob Astorino. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Kaim, and my first guest is the Deputy County Executive. Please welcome Kevin Plunkett. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Bob? Nice to be here.
Doing pretty well. So this is a dance that takes place every year, if you will. Another one, Rob Astorino, by most accounts, has had another good year. People will be looking forward to an accounting of what he's done and also where he's going. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that I think the good news is the state of Westchester County is very strong. And I think tonight our county executive will lay out the reasons for that and the approach that we have taken at the county executive's office with the administration and working in a bipartisan way with our legislature to make sure that Westchester continues to be strong and to even get stronger and to go in the right direction.
Well, I think one of the hallmarks, obviously, of Mr. Astorino's tenure has been taxes have not gone up. They have not gone up in the entire duration of his reign. Why not? How do you do that?
Well, we do it by managing very well. We look at the expense side of our budgets. We work with our commissioners. We work with our offices to make sure that we can provide the essential services that have to be provided. We have reduced the workforce by about 15%, and still services are being provided. We look hard at the revenue side of the ledger. In fact, I think you'll hear the county executive tonight speak about the initiative at the airport where we're working on a public-private partnership with our Board of Legislators to create millions of dollars in new revenue for Westchester County. And so it's a question of balance, and I think you're going to hear the county executive tonight talk about balance, perseverance, and bipartisanship. And those words sort of are the keys of how we run government. Now, we run it according to the three P's, which you've heard a lot about, protecting
yes.
taxpayers, promoting economic development, and making sure that we provide the essential services for all the people in Westchester who need services.
Well, you know, you've mentioned two things that I had on my docket. One was the airport deal. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. But maybe before we do that, bipartisanship has marked Rob Astorino's administration. I know Mr. Kaplowitz, who was at the board chair, and for the most part, they see eye to eye on a great number of issues.
Well, I think it's a real positive, healthy relationship, Bob. It's a relationship that people know that we're elected officials or appointed officials to work for the people of Westchester County, and it has to rise above partisan politics. And Mike Kaplowitz does that, and of course, Rob Astorino is the leader in doing that. So we work with our legislature, Republicans and Democrats, and we can agree to disagree when we don't see eye to eye.
But there certainly hasn't been acrimonious relationship as there have been in past administrations.
Well, I think it's built on respect.
Well,
and I think that word respect needs to be part of any government, and we respect the legislature. Rob came from the legislature. He was mm-hmm. a legislator for 2 years. He knows the legislature and knows how it operates and knows how you have to work with it. So when you have a leader like Rob Astorino who knows the process with the legislature, and you have a leader like Mike Kaplowitz who's been around 19 years, you have two real pros doing the good work for Westchester County.
If you're just joining us, folks, we are here live at the courthouse in the heart of Westchester County for the 2017 State of the County Address by Rob Astorino. He's been the county executive now. Well, he's probably going to run for a third term. We'll ask Kevin about that. He's not raised taxes in that time. That will be one of the hallmarks of it. We are with his deputy county executive, Kevin Plunkett. You mentioned the airport. Now, that deal was on the table. It looked like it was almost a done deal. Then it wasn't put to the side, but there were some questions raised. Where does it stand, and will the $15 million in revenue needed, I guess, to close the budget or to round it out, will we get that?
I'm confident that we can get that this year, Bob. We have worked with our legislature, again, in a bipartisan manner. There's a task force that I chair with members of the administration and three members of the Board of Legislators, two Democrats and one Republican. We have issued an RFP. It's been on the street for about 2 or 3 weeks to have interest from potential partners from the private sector. So we are very confident. We have a reasonable time frame, and we think that this process can be concluded in a way that we can actually, the county can receive revenue this year in furtherance of the public-private partnership. We're not going to change the footprint of the airport. Nobody's changing any of the rules and regulations or restrictions at the airport. It's simply changing a management company. That airport's been under management for over 40, 50 years. And we're just bringing a management team on under a Federal Aviation Administration rule that permits us to release the revenue for the benefit of our taxpayers. So we think we have bipartisan support.
Speaking of revenue and also on the topic of private-public partnerships, Playland, will there be anything said tonight about Playland?
I think Rob Astorino will again tell you the progress that's being made at Playland. We're moving forward. Playland will open on May 13th this year, our grand opening again. It's an iconic park here in Westchester,
really,
and the public-private partnership is beginning to take shape. So we're very pleased at where we are. A lawsuit from the city of Rye slowed that down a bit,
yes,
but the county won that lawsuit, so now we're moving forward.
Is there anything that would surprise us? I realize it's not your job to give us any reveals about the speech, but will we expect any surprises tonight from the county executive?
I don't think there'll be as much surprises as initiatives. You know, we're really talking about what initiatives are important in Westchester County now. And things are happening in our communities, whether it be the real scourge of opioid addiction that we need to address. So I think you'll hear our county executive come up with initiatives that are going to make a difference as we move forward. And I will reserve his right to announce that to our public.
Of course. We look forward to hearing them. While we have you here, you know, you've been at this job now yourself 8 years, or just about 8 years. Have you enjoyed it? Is it fun?
You know, it has probably been a great capstone to a career. I was in the private practice of law for 31 years. To work with Rob Astorino day in and day out is an honor, and it's a pleasure, and it's a privilege. He what you see every day as he goes around Westchester County working for our people, he is the same way behind closed doors. And to me, that shows a person of humility, of good humor, and still is able to be the leader that he is. So I am honored to be in the position.
Well, you know, I can share something with you. Obviously, he's going to run for county executive again, and there's a lot of speculation and a number of people on the Democratic side vying for it. And we've been trying to come up with a handle, you know, like the Rumble in Rye or something. And a lot of people think he may run against George Latimer, but that's not a done deal. But I don't know how this is going to work with two of the nicest people in the county. They're going to have to hit one another's Smurf clubs or something.
Well, we just hope that people look at our record and understand that we, every day, 24/7, we're out there working hard for the people of Westchester.
One last thing, if I may. You know, whether people, and you'll always have people that dissent that may not, that feel that Rob Astorino's done a good job, or someone can do better, and there are those that like Rob Astorino. But I think the single most important feature, and this is myself as a news guy, he does what he says. He's always does what he said. He hasn't proclaimed that he'd go down one path and then go down another. And he's managed to do that for 8 years. That's remarkable.
And you'll hear a word tonight, I believe, called perseverance.
Yes.
And I think that's the key word. You have to persevere in politics, in business, and you do it with some strength of your positions and your convictions and your principles. And that's what Rob Astorino is all about.
Well, the only thing I like to kid Rob about is he's always making food at these things that we do. When we have these events, you don't eat that stuff, do you?
I don't eat it because I put on weight. Somehow he eats all of that stuff, and he still looks great. You know?
How does he do that? I've seen him. We do these breakfast broadcasts with him.
He's up early working out, Bob. He's
working out. What does he run to Australia? Anyway, listen, Mr. Plunkett, you are the deputy county executive here. You've been that for 8 years. It is always a pleasure to deal with you. We hope your boss does a nice job tonight, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much. Kevin Plunkett, everybody.
Thank you.
The pleasure is ours. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have returned to the Westchester Courthouse for the 2017 State of the County Address by Rob Astorino. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Kaye, and some people just follow you around like a bad penny. Please welcome, actually, she's a wonderful woman, a professional woman, former prosecutor, currently the mayor of Pelham Manor. Please welcome to these microphones, Jennifer Lapey. Hi.
So great to run into you again, Bob.
I don't think that you should be using that term, run into me, when you have all the car issues that you have. You walked into that, Mayor.
I did. I am fighting that speeding ticket. The record should be clear.
So you're fighting that ticket. So how, I could use the old leading thing that you see in court all the time. So how long since you stopped speeding?
You know what? I'm going to decline to go further with this line because I actually don't want any evidence used against me, counselor.
Okay, well, we'll let you off. So you're taking the fifth.
I am.
Let the record show. Anyway, Mayor, I know you mentioned to me earlier on another broadcast that I do that you were coming here tonight, and my tiny brain didn't connect the two that I would be here.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. I had a preview of the comments last night, and I have to say the county executive is a compelling speaker, and I'm so proud of the tax work that he's done, keeping our taxes under control at the local level.
Do you find it as remarkable as the rest of us that he's managed to be here now almost 8 years and not have raised taxes?
Well, I think he goes through that budget with surgical precision, and it's not an easy task, and there are hard decisions, and sometimes people end up on the side of the equation that isn't always fruitful for them, but you have to be a fiduciary to your constituents as a whole, which he is, and I think he's done an excellent job in that regard.
You know, I want to talk to you about Pelham Manor a little bit, if I may. Mayor, you know, you give a report on the morning show that I do every week, but I'm not sure we ask enough about you and your career. Now, you've been a prosecutor. What made you decide to get into the elected office part of this?
Well, it's a trajectory I never thought my life would take. I was working in the not-for-profit sector at the time, so I started my career in the dinosaur age with Rob Johnson in the Bronx DA's office. And then I came back to the town where I grew up, and I got active in some local organizations. And I saw that there was a need, and at the end of the day, I felt an interest, and I ran, and it was a hotly contested election, but here I am.
Here you are. Now, how long have you been mayor?
I'm just starting my second term, so I was uncontested this time. I was unopposed, I should say.
I can see why, to be frank. I have to be nice to you a little bit.
Now you're going to make me blush, but luckily it's radio.
Well, no, they can't see you blush, but I'll describe it. She is as red as a tomato growing in an Italian field, but I were not the type to do that. By the way, I did want to ask you, Mayor, how'd you get here tonight?
I came with my colleague, Jeff Marks, who is the chair of the Republican Committee in Pelham Manor, and we're really excited to be here and hear the official comments.
Do you know how much I was hoping you would tell me that you drove here?
I had a driver tonight. I've learned my lesson.
So, Mayor, I just want to go back to the comments tonight with Rob Astorino. He's going to run again for a third term, and he may run against... I like to kid the men involved in this race because we don't know really who's going to run as a Republican, but he may very well run against George Latimer, and they know each other so well for years, and they're both such nice men. How are they going to throw mud balls at one another?
I don't think it will be that type of race. I know George Latimer as well, and he does excellent work. I think at the local level, it's not about party affiliation. It's about the record and the demonstrated track record, and I think that Rob has it at the county level.
So what about you? So I like to toggle back and forth, keep you off balance. Where do you go from here? Do you want to run for higher office? Do you like what you're doing? Would you like to keep this? I know you just got reelected, but how long would you like to keep this job, and what else would you like to do?
Well, I have two more years, and I'm committed to my village right now, and I have high school children, so we'll see. I always joke that after I do these next 2 years, I have to figure out what to do with the next stage of my life.
Well, you're doing very well. You have high school children. What ages?
17 and almost 14.
Wow, yeah, boy, girl, two boys, what do you got?
Boy and a girl.
Oh, you have both kinds of headaches. There's just no winning.
It's not easy either way, but I have to say, I don't like to gender stereotype, but I do find the boys at the teen level a little easier.
It is a little easier. I've raised a daughter, and now I have a grandchild, an 11-year-old girl. The boy's been a handful, too, but by the way, no, you're way too young to worry about it, but you're going to remember that I said it here, TJ, that I said it here. I, being a baby boomer, I was one of those guys, you know, I don't ever want to be a grandpa. Well, it turned out to be one of the most wonderful, fulfilling joys of my life.
So happy to hear it. And he's a hockey player, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right, following your lead.
And, you know, I'm going to give you one because you deserve it. He's also 3 inches taller than I am, and he's only 14.
Well, it's unfortunate because you can't wear heels. Well, you can. You wear pink for cancer awareness, but we get a little lift. The ladies get a lift.
Now, what made you think that I would ever check to see whether or not you were wearing high heels? I am a newsman. Kate Upton could walk by here, Mayor, and I wouldn't notice it. I would be just as another person coming to the State of the City speech.
I'm glad to hear it. That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yes, I am, Prosecutor. And what a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time. The Mayor of Pelham Manor, she's a great sport, of course, but a really fine mayor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your kindness.
And I'll see you in court. We're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone. We'll be back after these words.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have returned. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Kay, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are live at the courthouse in the heart of White Plains at 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard. We're here for the 2017 State of the County Address by Rob Astorino, the county executive. We're produced this evening by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. My next guest works for the county. His name is Adam Rodriguez. And, of course, you know, Matt wanted to say that you're the new A-Rod. And a director. He's the director of real estate. That's a pretty important job. Most people don't realize that the county has a fair amount of real estate that it has to manage, that it has to sell, sometimes perhaps even buy. I wouldn't know, but the man who does is with us. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
This is a tough job. I'm aware, you know, every once in a while I find out, you know, the county owns that building. I'll be driving by. What exactly is your job? I know you have to manage, but also maybe sell it. What is the job? Tell us.
Well, it involves really all aspects of managing the county's real estate portfolio, which, as you indicated, is very, very vast. We've got, as you know, probably the Westchester County Airport.
Yep.
So we deal with hangar leases and tenant issues there. We've also got commercial buildings, office buildings all throughout the county. For example, here in White Plains, we've also got satellite offices throughout the county for various departments, the Department of Social Services, the District Attorney, they have satellite offices. We've also got an extensive park program, over 60 county parks, including six golf courses.
I didn't realize we had 60. I don't want to compliment you on your parks. You know, in New Rochelle and some of the other municipalities, what you can do in the parks is very restricted. The county parks know that people want to go there to have fun. Like, I live right by Glen Island Park, mm-hmm. my favorite park by far.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So continue. So how many parks? 60?
Yeah, approximately 60. Yeah. That includes the golf courses, the beaches, the pools, and the sort of, you know, garden variety parks that normal people think about. And something you said earlier is pretty interesting, that restrictions on park use, but there's also real estate restrictions on park use. So the county has a lot of what's called residual parcels that
yes.
are pieces of land that abut parkways
yes.
and other roadways. And historically, if you look back in time, most of these pieces of property were taken for parkway purposes. And so that has been held by the courts to be a park.
Legally, they're parks.
Legally,
that's
they're
right.
parks. So, for example, the entire Bronx River Parkway
is
a park. Okay.
But I wouldn't go play in traffic if I were you.
Yeah, well, depending on the time of day, it might be safer than others. But so, you know, it makes some of the real estate issues with those pieces of land challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It inserts hurdles and things, you know, projects that the county wants to do that I look at doing. But it makes it fun because you have a challenge and you try to work around it and get creative and oftentimes come up with adaptive reuse projects for pieces of land that have gone unused for sometimes decades.
I have a question for you, and this is rhetorical, it's not real, but if you sat back, could you name all 60 parks?
No.
That's an honest answer, because if you could, I'm sure you have a medical team here, we were going to get you some help.
Now, unless I could, you know, consult my trusty Alexa over here.
Okay, I get that. We're talking with Adam Rodriguez. He's the director of real estate. Now, you have properties, I know, and you have properties you use. I know there's a building 145 Huguenot in New Rochelle. Mm-hmm. I know that because a dear friend of mine works there. You have properties throughout the county. Now, do you ever try and sell them to bring revenue to the county? Is that a part of, I mean, when you don't use it or don't need it, a warehouse or whatever?
Of course. And one of the things that County Executive Rob Astorino has tried to do is really streamline county government. And one of the ways we've done that with the real estate portfolio is to look at county-owned properties to evaluate whether it really makes sense to hold on to the properties or to sell them. So about a year ago, for example, we sold a warehouse that the county owned in Elmsford at 375 Executive Boulevard. Now, we were able to sell the warehouse and foreclose on the county doing millions of dollars in improvements to the building, mm-hmm. which for various reasons costs the county more money to do than it would a private owner. And we were able to consolidate our footprint in the building and do a lease back with the owner. So basically, we're in a third of the building, whereas before we were in the whole building. And so we were able to prevent doing the improvements on the building and increase our operating expense. So bottom line, we saved a substantial amount of money in operating expenses going forward for the foreseeable future by selling that piece of property.
Now, do you have, because you're the real estate guy, will you also have some of the facilities responsibilities, HVAC and other things like that, or is that another department?
Well, it all sort of comes under my purview, but we have various departments, like the Department of Public Works, that really handles
under
the
your
day-to-day.
Okay, gotcha.
Of course. And the direction of the commissioner.
Now, to have this kind of, now, are you a real estate professional by trade before you came here, or would you consider yourself a public servant who works in that realm?
Well, I'm an attorney by training.
You're an attorney by, well, that makes sense, a real estate attorney, obviously.
Yeah, well, my experience has been rather broad. I've done a little bit of everything. I started my career in the private sector doing intellectual property litigation. From there, I went on to clerk for two wonderful federal judges.
No kidding.
Yes, one judge who's now the chief judge in the Eastern District of New York, Judge Dora Irizarry, mm-hmm. And one of the magistrate judges, Judge Ramon Reyes. And as a law clerk, you're exposed to a wide variety of matters, from criminal terrorism cases to...
That has to be interesting work.
It was fascinating
work. Oh, boy.
Very broad, very varied, and, just interesting. Every day you're learning something different. From there, I went on to the county attorney's office and, was representing the county in civil litigation. Also, the work was very broad, but to sort of answer your question, I think... I have a history, a familial history in real estate. I've been around real estate my entire life. My family owns properties in Westchester. So I've been around real estate management really since I was born.
What an accomplished man. I commend you on that. Although you're in an interesting... I used to teach management and before I came to radio 15 years ago. And one of the mysteries is people learn a trade or have a profession and they get good at it and then they get promoted above it. To which I say, do you ever miss the courtroom or do you ever miss preparing cases?
I absolutely miss the courtroom.
Yeah, I bet.
I love being in front of the judge. I love being in front of the jury. There's nothing like presenting an argument to a jury or, an opening statement or a closing and seeing the jurors look at you and kind of nod in agreement. The feeling is very empowering and it's very, reassuring yourself that you've prepared and you've worked hard and you've delivered. It makes you feel good, especially when you're helping people, your client.
Yeah, Adam Rodriguez, how long have you been with the county?
I've been with the county since 2011. I was at the county attorney's office for about 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then about a year and a half ago, the county executive appointed me to be the director of real estate.
Boy, obviously he made a good move. Is there anything coming up? You must worry about this airport deal, making sure it goes right. I can tell just by the look on your face. Yeah, Bob, I don't want to have a headache tonight. I want to enjoy the speech.
Well, it's an interesting topic. The county executive and his whole team worked hard on negotiating a deal, mm-hmm. and the board of legislators and started to vet the project, and we've now gone a different direction to put out this RFP to see if we can get a little bit of competition in the marketplace to see who can be the best operator. So we're looking forward to seeing what comes back through the RFP process.
Can I ask you something? This is the first time you've ever done something like this because you're a natural at it.
First time I've ever been on radio, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. There's a guy you may know. He used to be he was a councilman in Yonkers, and he does a show at the other radio station where I work, John Murtaugh. I don't know if you know John.
I know John very well.
And John was one of those, but the minute we put him in front of a microphone, he was a natural. You've got that thing.
He's great, and I appreciate the comparison.
Well,
no question.
I want to thank you very much. Boy, the county real estate is in good hands with you, Adam. What a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Adam Rodriguez, everyone. He's the director of real estate, office of the county executive. We are here live at 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's the courthouse for the 2017 the State of the County address, and it's coming up in a little bit. We'll be back after these words.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Well, I'm going to say good evening instead of good afternoon. We have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the courthouse at 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard for the 2017 State of the County Address by County Executive Rob Astorino. We're produced this afternoon by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone, here with Matt Kayum. My next guest is the chairman of the Asian American Republican Committee. He's also the president of the Indian American Community of Westchester, the region chair of the Lions Club International District. It has a number, we'll skip that. A board member of the Westchester County Human Rights Commission, and a board member of the City of Yonkers Zoning Board of Appeals. Needless to say, a very busy man, Harry Singh. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Well, the pleasure's mine. Now, you're involved in a lot of things. And an Asian American Republican Committee, tell us when it was formed and how long have you been its leader?
Sure, it will be my pleasure. It was formed in 1988. Dr. Priscilla Parameswaran is the founder, and by then, Anthony Colavita. He was the GOP chairman.
I know Anthony very well. He was the state chairman, wonderful man.
Yes, he was a county GOP chairman, and he was a state chairman as well. So 1988, he asked to form a group of the Asian American Political Committee members in the Westchester. That's why it was formed.
So have you always been a Republican, and when you formed this committee, or did he talk you into it? Because he could talk people into a lot of things, Anthony.
To be honest, I came in the United States in 2001.
Okay.
So as soon as I came here, and I got my citizenship, and I became a member for the Asian American Political Committee, and I was honored to be as a secretary of the organization. 3 years I was a secretary, then vice chairman 3 years, and for the last 6 years I'm the chairman.
Congratulations. Now I see on your business card, which we stole from you rather quickly, you also are a president and involved in a lot of other things. Now, throughout your life, have you always been involved in public service and in civic duties?
Yes, actually, it's my passion. I like networking, meet the people, greet the people, smile. And
you have the smile right now.
Thank you so much for your comments.
Now, what is your profession? What do you do when you came here?
I'm a real estate broker. And I'm a property tax consultant. So I help the homeowner in the Westchester and Putnam, Rockland, and Dutchess County for reducing their property. So I'm not much different than our county executive, Robert Reno. He's doing the same thing. He didn't let the tax go up since he's 7 years county executive. So I am just a tax consultant, and he's our honorable county executive.
So you're a tax consultant. Where were you when I needed you? I pay way too much in taxes. So you're a tax consultant. Now, what do you think of that? Let's talk about that a little bit. We're here for Rob Astorino's State of the County address. He has managed to hold the line on taxes for seven, now almost 8 years. That had to be difficult. As a professional, how did he do that? How would you rate how he did that?
I think he did an excellent job. When he was elected first term, and he wanted to let the all Westchester homeowners know that he's not going to raise a 1% taxes. And he's almost 7 years he's going to be a complete. And believe me, I'm a resident, I'm a homeowner for the last 16 years in Yonkers. My taxes didn't go, county taxes didn't go. Every city, town, village, taxes going up, but county taxes didn't go up. He's a great man, and I admire him, and I love him. He's a great personality, and he's very good with the public and people. He always smiles.
Oh, he's very good with the public. You know, it's interesting, when you started to talk about taxes, I saw your business face. One day, I need to have you on another program that I do to talk about your tax expertise, because you know what the riddle in my mind, sir, is, of course, we want to lower county taxes. We want to lower municipal taxes. But the biggest tax the typical homeowner pays in Westchester is school taxes. Is there any hope to control those?
Actually, you know that, to be honest, Westchester is a 450 square mile, big, so many cities, towns, villages. And the problem is that the school taxes are the major part of the expenses in the village, town, county. Because the school bus, you don't see the every step, like in the morning, yellow bus, right?
Uh-huh.
They don't get paid like right, from the parents because education is free, school is free, so the taxes the homeowners paying, that goes to them. And that's the major expenses in the tax part. Like 50% of the property taxes, I would say, goes to the school. And the town and the county is like 10 to 15%.
Oh, it's a very small number. In fact, I often kid people, it's good to cut county executive. It's good to cut taxes. But cutting county taxes sometimes is like someone losing weight just cutting their nails, you know?
That's correct. I agree with you 100%.
Well, I want to thank you. Harry Singh is his name. He's the chairman of the Asian American Republican Party. How do you know Jennifer Lapey, the mayor of Pelham Manor?
She's a Republican, and she's a great mayor, and Pelham School is a great, under her leadership, you know, that is a form of the education committee. They are doing good. So I would say that the speed of the engine is the speed of the train.
Wow, that's a great point. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on. That wasn't that hard, was it?
It was not.
Such a very nice man, and also I hope America has been all you wanted it to be when you relocated here, sir.
Oh, yes. I was scared, like, what you're going to ask me. This is my first interview on that.
I like people, and you're an interesting man. I could talk to you a lot longer. Have a wonderful evening, and I hope you enjoy the address.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to talk to these people.
The pleasure was mine.
How to reach to that interview this?
Oh, you get it. We'll send it to you. You'll get a copy of it on your email. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. All right, we're going to take a break. I see the vice chair of the Republican Party in New Rochelle. We ought to get her on the radio, too. Denise Ward, thank you very much, Mr. Singh. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words.
What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. We have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Westchester Courthouse at 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard for the 2017 public address, the State of the County address by County Executive Rob Astorino. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Cahan, and I'm with another, actually a friend, someone whom I know involved in the Republican Party. She is Denise Pagano Ward. I love her middle name for obvious reasons, but more importantly, she is the vice chair of the Republican Party in New Rochelle. It's great to see you here.
Ah, nice to see you too, Bob.
Nice. Says, oh, it's finally sitting side by side. I'm going to start out with perhaps the greatest feature of the man who will speak tonight. He does what he says. He says what he's going to do, and he does it. And even people who don't agree with his politics, and obviously the majority of the county does this far, know that he has done what he said he would do. But he hasn't. He said he would not raise taxes, and he hasn't now in almost 8 years. How did he do that?
Well, it's called tightening your belt, trimming the fat, and staying inside the lines. It's discipline. It's discipline, and that's what we need to do. It's what you do in your own house, too. When you have to decide between the grocery bill and the mortgage, you make the grocery bill a little bit smaller, and you do what you have to do because you have to pay the mortgage. Otherwise, they're going to take your house away. You trim the fat. You take everything out. We're not buying potato chips.
Now, were you surprised that Mr. Astorino was able to do that all these years, not cut taxes?
No, I'm not surprised. It's not. I won't say that it was an easy task, but that Rob was able to deliver, absolutely not surprised. And there was, quite frankly, a lot of waste in the previous administration.
Now, one of the things you know what I'm talking about better than I do when I say that this is a county with a large Democratic registration. But yet, as many Democrats as are registered here, and it's the majority, Rob Astorino gets their votes. Why do you think that is?
Well, because he delivers on the, people, yes, they're affiliated with their party, but this is also local politics. People care about spending money and wasteful money. Big government doesn't sell, and people feel that what the county does is important, and they want to get value for their dollar, and Rob delivers that.
Now, what do you expect we'll hear from Mr. Astorino tonight?
I think Rob is going to talk about the budget that he always talks about. Of course, he's going to talk about how we stay in the lines, what discipline's called for, and how we're going to be able to continue to stay on course, because it's not going to be easy. He's going to talk about the development that's gone on, it's going on in the along the sprain, and the things that he's done for the county and he's going to do, and how it's going to help us all.
You know, we were talking with Deputy County Executive Kevin Plunkett earlier this evening, and he noted that he will be talking about the airport, and that is still, according to Mr. Plunkett, a very positive thing they expect to happen.
Absolutely. It is. I think they are still helping, working on that very hard, and I do think they hope it's going to work out and be a positive event. I certainly hope so, too. Anything that helps the economy of this county, helps people in this county get jobs, stay at work, keep the money flowing in their households and stay in their homes, that's what we want. We don't want to be like the rest of the state where people just continue to flee. We want to keep our residents that we love here nearby.
How do you feel about his decision to run for a third term?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I think we need him. We need him in this county.
Well, I know that people are starting to be seated, and I know you don't want to be late for that, so I will let you go. But Denise Ward, thanks for making some time for us today.
Anytime, Bob.
The pleasure's mine. Thank you so much. Denise Ward, everyone. Denise Pagano Ward. It's a great cook, by the way, but we shouldn't even throw that in. But I just did. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Thank you very much. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these words.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark
Creative. Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Yes, we are back. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the courthouse here at 111 Martin Luther King Boulevard here in the heart of White Plains for the 2017 State of the County Address by Rob Astorino, the county executive. We're produced this afternoon by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Kayem. We're here with, whenever we do something at the county, he is one of our more interesting guests. You may even know him from Dr. Oz. He is the Assistant Commissioner, Bureau of Public Health Protection for Westchester County, Peter DeLucia. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, Bob, that's some introduction. I don't know. I got a lot to live up to now.
Well, you do. You got, well, now wait, you told us about something special that you're doing. You're giving away minnows, and I want to know why you're giving away fish tomorrow.
Oh, this is exciting. I tell you, you know, we're coming into that season where, you know, the bite gets on. And we're not talking about the fishing bite. We're talking about the mosquitoes. They come in, and we're very concerned in Westchester County to make sure that our residents are safe and they're not exposed to a lot of pesticides. So one of the things we've done over the last 4 years is we've given out little mosquito larvae-eating minnows.
No kidding.
They're called fathead minnows. And basically, it's kind of like the same minnow you might see in the bait shop.
Kind of like my engineer. He's a fathead.
I'm not going to get involved in that one. But these little fish have voracious appetites, and what they like to eat are mosquito larvae. So if you have an ornamental pond or you have a body of water on your property that doesn't dry up all summer long, it might be a storm water catch kind of a pond or something on your property. Maybe you're up in northern Westchester, you have horses and you put big horse troughs out and things like that, and you always replenish it with water. Another great spot for mosquitoes to breed, you could put our little minnows in there, and they're going to give you a summer of mosquito-free water.
Okay, how do people get the fish? How do we do this?
Well, we're going to be giving them away tomorrow at Westchester County Airport, right on Loop Road. It's 2 Loop Road. Right as you enter the airport, there'll be some signs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can come with a bucket. We ask for a bucket or a box so that when we give you your bag, we've got a nice plastic bag like you'd get at the pet shop.
Yeah.
We give you the minnows in there, and we just don't want it to spill in your car. And you just tell us how big the body of water is on your property. It's a great opportunity to have, you know, a natural form of mosquito prevention on your property. And also, we're going to have people there talking about what are the things you could do on your property to eliminate stagnant water. Because what happens is the mosquitoes that are biting you all summer, they don't fly very far. You're usually breeding them right on your own property.
So if a bug bites me, he's probably a freaking neighbor.
He's probably one of your neighbors, or maybe even your relative because he's on your property. You may think it's your mother-in-law that's causing this problem, but it's not.
It could be
the gutters that you wound up, you know, you have the honey-do list that you don't want to listen to sometimes. Well, clean those gutters. That's a perfect place for stagnant water, and it only takes 7 to 10 days from a mosquito egg to turn into a biting mosquito.
How long do they live?
They only live for about a week. They don't live too long. Some of them, depending on the time of the year, will overwinter, and there's different species, but basically they live a very short time. Basically what their object is, the female mosquitoes, of course, they're the ones that bite you.
Why am I not surprised?
So they're the ones that wind up, they're looking for the blood meal so they can lay more eggs. They mate, they get their blood meal, they lay eggs, and they just perpetuate that cycle all summer long on your property.
Sounds like a good deal. You eat, you make love. Maybe mosquito life's not a bad life. But on a serious note, you do a lot, I know, with mosquitoes to check for West Nile and some of the other diseases. Yes, I know we have to get rolling. So Matt Fathead wants to say something.
Can you just tell us what the buzz is for this summer?
Well, I can tell you the buzz is this. Our county executive, Rob Astorino, he's the buzz for this summer, and he's been such a supporter of public health, and I'm such a lucky person to be a commissioner working under Rob. I tell you, these programs, like our minnow program, he jumped right on board. He jumped right in the water with us to make sure that it's another opportunity for our residents to have something safe, you know, to make sure their property is safe and to be able to have something other than pesticides being sprayed on their property.
Well, Commissioner, I want you to know that this whole plan has made a big splash in the county. You went there and you opened up the door. You do a lot of things. I know you're involved. You have the cigarette program, led so many other things.
Oh yeah, we're involved with restaurant enforcement, whether it's the, you know, inspections, if you have a complaint, if you have an issue that maybe you felt you got sick somewhere, you can call us. We investigate those things. We do lead primary prevention, which I know you have a affinity for because your lovely fiance is involved with that in my program. We go out there and we make sure that homes are safe and lead free and lead safe, so we don't have kids getting lead poisoned in Westchester County. County. We do tobacco operations to make sure that vendors in Westchester County are not selling tobacco to minors and things like that. And we work with all of our local businesses, whether it's if you're looking to open up a restaurant, you're looking to do something in the county, you can call the health department. If we're involved with it, we'll steer you in the right direction.
Wow, I could talk to you all day. This is a lot of fun. Before we go, one more time, I really want to plug what you're doing tomorrow with the minnows. Where do people go? What time should they go up, Peter? Di Lucia.
Di Lucia. Thank you, Bob. Tomorrow at the Westchester County Airport from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2 Loop Road, we're going to be giving out the mosquitoes that you can use if you have an ornamental pond on your property.
No, you mean not you're not giving out the mosquitoes.
No, the mosquito-eating minnows.
Oh, the little...
So we're going to be giving out those wonderful mosquito-eating minnows. They're actually larval eating. They actually don't eat the mosquitoes. They eat the mosquito larvae. If you have any...
Like eggs.
And the little wigglers in the water that you see, basically those fish can go into your ornamental pond. They can go into different things at your property. Just come by, give us a call. We'll also be giving out mosquito dunks. They're a little dunk that actually has a bacteria in it that disturb the growth of the mosquitoes also. So if you have a bird bath, you like to have a bird bath on your property, you like to have things like that, we can give you the dunks. But we've got a lot of educational material. Just stop by. We're going to be there Saturday also. On Saturday, we're going to be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we're going to do it again on May 5th and May 6th.
Great job. Thank you very much. Peter Di Lucia, Commissioner of Assistant Commissioner Bureau of Public Health Protection here in Westchester County, the Department of Health. Thank you very much.
Bob, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for everything you do for the county, too.
Thank you. You're a natural. Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, that slams the lid on it. People are going in for the address. Thank you for listening to Westchester Talk Radio this evening. Stay tuned. The entire address will be carried live by Westchester Talk Radio. We've been produced this evening by Shaw Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone for Matt Cain and the rest of the team here at Westchester Talk Radio. Thank you for listening.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.